All right, we've been going through things that the ticket has ruined for us. Things that whenever we hear a word or a song or see this or see that, we've been programmed and reprogrammed to the point to where we don't hear it or we don't see it. Instead, we hear or see something associated with the ticket. Like for me, it's ruined Beatles music. I heard Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds a couple days ago. The singing started, but in my mind, I didn't hear Picture Yourself on a Boat on a River. I heard Picture Yourself in a Joe Willie's Live Spot.
Absolutely, you bitch.
Poor Joe Willie's.
I know you closed them down. You know that, right?
Yep. I do know that.
Yep. You sim-fightered them.
Anyway.
No, he caused their tomato bill to go through the roof.
Yeah.
So every time he go in there, he put 15 on his hamburger.
And I think that pre-Papa shot finally caught up with him, too. Anyway, I didn't mind. Danny did his. Who does that leave?
Me.
Cooper.
Me.
The anus is on you.
Well, I have just...
Well, that's ruined.
I am just like Danny in a couple of these examples because there is no question that that late night drunken evening at the camp out in which Mike forced a headset upon me illegally, in which I am still contacting local barristers to take action against you.
Statute of limitations has run out.
Whatever.
Hello.
But
and you know what? I'm going to do the same thing this year, too.
But whenever I got in the conversation with the young lady, a couple of things were ruined immediately. Not that I knew it then. Mino, I think you have that back there.
Good luck, Jennifer, with your bottom.
I can't. Okay, so a woman just walked up here.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet woman. She's sitting back there. Her name is Jennifer. She walks over and she says,
"This is very nice.
It's so good to meet you. You know, my name's Jennifer, and I've been a longtime listener." And in my head, all I think is, good luck, Jennifer, with your bottom.
Bottom.
To the point where Danny heard her say that.
I heard her say her name, and I told you in your ear, I go, what did I say?
Wish her good luck.
Wish her luck.
Yeah. So we're all just
God,
same thing.
It's ruined.
Yeah.
I dated a Jennifer for 2 years, and it was ruined. That's why we're not together anymore, is because of that.
How are you handling this?
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm the same way. You know, I hear it too. I fight it, but it wins.
You have to say to your new old lady that good luck with her bottom all the time.
Bottom.
Every time I call her by name, that's what I think of.
Bottom.
Good.
And you have to go.
It depends on how many mules I've bottom, had in bottom. Me at the time, though.
I'll even go as far bottom. To impersonate it bottom. As best I can with the stammer. Good luck, Jennifer, with your bottom.
Bottom.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
With your bottom.
Or even exaggerate it. With your bottom.
Bottom.
And bottom, dude,
bottom.
Forget it.
Bottom.
Jennifer's bad enough. Bottom is 10 bottom. Times worse than Jennifer.
Because that word is used a lot.
It bottom. Is.
We're
going
to get to the
it.
Bottom of this. And I don't care if bottom. I'm part of the conversation. It's on the other side of the room. I'll hear other P1s do it, too. Bottom.
Bottom. Yeah.
God.
There's a couple of things that we don't have the drops of anymore.
I've got this next one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Just imagine being at a concert and a band plays a song that you really like. And, you know, afterwards you're like, that's great. That was great. Okay. Or whatever. Instead of doing that, this is what I do to every time I applaud anything. This is what comes out of my mouth.
This is.
Yeah.
It's the herd of Georgios.
I can't believe you just said that. I am the same way.
Anything, man.
Yes, after a song, when it's time to applaud, it's yeah.
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 Yeah. And if I'm at a metal show, it's yeah.
Boy, I remember the day we got that going.
So awesome.
That was so fun.
And George is the one that started doing that. Like, anytime you'd be like, hey, man, what's up? You know, how you doing? Yeah, I'm doing good. You going to blah, blah, blah tonight? Yeah.
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 And so now I can't yeah. applaud without saying, yeah.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
Awful. It's awful.
God, listen to that.
Are you starting it over, or is that just one long thing?
Just goes for
half. I've got a couple going.
Good grief.
All right. Stop.
It's like a farm of cows that can talk.
God, that's great.
Oh, my God, I'm insane.
So just find yourself. You may do that subconsciously at certain events. Yeah. Or if someone's speaking or whatever, and you're like, yeah. Or so, oh, let's wish so-and-so a happy anniversary, and you're at a dinner together. I'd be like, yeah. So one time, we don't have this, but one time me and Danny and Davey were catching a ride back from the ballpark because we were so drunk we couldn't drive, and we decided to call into Diamond Talk. And Davey's voice was basically Louis Armstrong.
It sounded like this.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Rangers making a move in the bullpen?
You know? And then he goes, he was like, what do you think about Rico Fanita and him being a commodity for future?
I don't remember if it was
Rickard Fanita.
No, yeah, it wasn't Rickard Fanita. It was,
do you think it may be on a trade deadline that, you know, so-and-so Roger Pavlik could be a real hot commodity.
And just the way he said commodity.
So now I cannot hear. And Mike just issued it two segments ago.
And what do we do?
The first thing I do is commodity.
It's when you know that that word is coming up in your sentence. You know what I'm saying? Where you're going to say something, and you know commodity, it's a cliche, but you say it, and then you catch yourself, and you change into Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
And then you say commodity.
Yep.
It's terrible.
I don't know many people with this name, but I do know one of my dearest friends is Robert Wolanski, and his son has this name, and I cannot hear Robert talk about his son, and I can't hear anybody with this first name or anybody with this last name without in my head, and then maybe I'll turn and say it myself doing this.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Yeah.
Harry and Cox has been ruined.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys hear the word Harry without thinking of Big Harry Cox?
No.
No.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
For those who don't, that's my own doing. Like, this is what I'm suffering with because
This is payback.
Because I wrote a fake fax to Coop, Chuck Cooperstein, back when he was the Noon to Three host.
On the ticket.
Yeah, on the ticket, about some fake football player, and it was signed Big Harry, a.k.a. Or, no. Yeah,
it was Harry
signed
Cox,
Harry Cox.
Nickname Big.
Yeah. Yes.
He was doing afternoon drive then.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Well, he read that whole thing, and now we have that drop. And now, no matter if your name is Harry and or Cox.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Big. Were you just the happiest man on the face? Were you Lou Gehrig when he actually read that?
Yeah,
you were his call screener, weren't you?
I was his board op.
Oh, you were sabotaging him.
I was
him.
His board op, and I was laughing so hard that I was hiding underneath the console so he couldn't see me. I wish we had the drop of where did Corby go? And Rick Arnett's like, I think he went to the bathroom.
And you're in there just crying,
yes,
and cackling.
Crying, laughing.
Oh, that's so great.
Okay, so this next entire bit is etched in ticket lore and forever. I think it was voted like the best moment in ticket history, or at least top three. And there's two parts of it that have ruined my life, but one in particular, one word that I really cannot say without saying it this way.
If you start sculling balls to the point where you're about to hurt somebody and you don't do anything about it, you're a flawed guy.
Yeah.
That guy who was sculling the shots and I'm whizzing him by the guy's head and everything should have stopped. The anus was on him. He should have moved.
The anus?
The anus. Anus.
Oh. All right, so you can stop it there.
The anus.
All right. Anytime I hear, like, hey, man, you want to hit some balls? Buzz. Or if buzz. I'm saying that, do you want to go hit some buzz?
Buzz.
Or if I'm at my kids, if they want to go hit tennis balls or golf balls or whatever, that's what comes out of my mouth every single time.
Buzz.
Buzz. Buzz.
Now, the anus is not a word that you use that much, of course, in general vernacular.
The anus?
But when it is...
Anus.
Of course, I just think of Rick screaming
at me. The anus? The anus?
If you start sculling balls...
There is a state and a city that have been ruined.
Can I just say one more thing about the anus?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, after your hitch rant last week, I expect quite a bit.
I look for opportunities to use that word now, use onus, but I don't fight the resistance at all to use the anus.
Okay.
Just to see what people will do.
That's another thing that's ruined for me, because the word onus does not exist in my vocabulary.
No.
It is the anus is on you.
Yeah.
Anus.
Bob, anus.
All right. Since we're running out of time here, let's skip the next one.
This is too much fun.
Let's skip the next one and go to Edna. Because me and Gordon were prank calling people back in the 2000 presidential election. Me as his campaign manager, Bruce Jenner. Him as Al Gore. And we called a VFW, and we got a hold of this sweet old lady at the VFW named Edna. And there's a million things within the Edna phone call that stick out to me, but there are also things that are ruined forever because of it. Because if anybody says three things to me, or if I hear these words, I only do them in Edna voice. And they are the following.
Good. All right.
And you know when you're out with your buddies having some cervezas?
Yeah.
It gets even worse.
Oh, God, because
somebody
yes.
will say all something right. and you don't understand, you just go, Hurt! Hurt!
Huh?
What? I use every... I'm like a Native American. I use every part of the Edna Buffalo.
No, I don't.
Every 4 years when it's around election time and somebody says something about, have you voted yet? Are you going to vote? I'll go, I already voted.
Yes, yes.
I voted early vote.
She's just a cauldron of gold.
Like if my kids are like, how'd you do on your test? Oh, I made an A. Good.
Yeah.
And I'll get the right. Why are you saying it that way? I don't know. Anytime I hear something from the kitchen or from my wife in the bathroom and I'm in another room or whatever.
And you can't hear.
I can't hear. I'm like, huh? What?
They hate you.
Absolutely insane.
They think you're crazy.
Oh, yeah. They do.
All right.
All because of this stupid station.
Yep. That's the ticket.
All right.
That's the ticket.
Somebody, I early voted.
Just like Danny.
I voted early vote.
Just like Danny, anytime a woman walks by, and especially if I'm with a group of friends... Mm. And she may be a little on the heavy side. And I hate myself for this, by the way. I don't make a comment on her weight. I just say these two words.
Oh, wait.
From Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. I cannot tell you how that voice defines weight for me in a woman.
We are such awful people.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh, wait.
Then we're laughing. All right. If somebody tells me that I'm paying money, I'm supposed to be paying a certain amount of money for something, and the dollar amount is this number, then I think of two things, and it's both because of the ticket.
$8 at Blockbuster.
Eight.
Those are both going through my head. Like, what'd you have? Oh, I had a veggie burrito. Would you like chips? No. Would you like a drink? Yeah, I'll have a small Coke. Okay, that'll be $8.98. And then I'm like, $8 D-dollar, $8 dar.
$8 D at Blockbuster, $8 dar.
D-dar.
Yeah, or.
Eight.
All right.
This one, I stop myself in mid-sentence, and I can't even say the real word now. I don't let it get to the point, like my brain will catch up to me by the time this word is supposed to be said, and as I'm saying it, I morph into this voice that I made on the air one time.
Suit.
I can't say the word suit.
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 Yep. Look, I'm right there with you on all this stuff, man.
Yep. Let's skip to the college one, because anytime
it's your
somebody,
favorite.
Anytime somebody asks me, where'd you go to school? And if I just say these three letters, all I think of is this.
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
And I'm just waiting for whoever I ask. I'm thinking they're setting me up.
Yeah.
And when they're like, where'd you go to school? I went to TCU. Oh, and you've been surrounded by hot women. Ah, I got you, Cobra. Here we are.
Meanwhile, I'm rifling under my front seat trying to find a flask.
Right.
but only after 2 a.m.
Yeah, of course. Anytime that I'm in a conversation with somebody and they agree with me, or there's some sort of exclamatory point when they say, exactly, all I think of is this.
In fact, Groobs, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year. And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
So when they say exactly, I immediately go, I mean...
Exactly.
And then they'll go, you mean what? Well, I mean nothing. Just, I don't mean anything.
It's all hard, right, man. The struggle is real.
The struggle is real.
I've got like 20 more, but those are the first ones that came to mind. But
we can do this once a month.
Yeah, we can. So those.
I guarantee you P1s are the same way.
There's no doubt. There is no doubt.
That there are women... Their wives are like, why do you always say bottom after I say it?
Yeah.
Bottom. Why do you do that?
Yep.
I'll even do all the different voices. I'll do Peyton Manning, you know?
Yeah, bottom. Oh, yeah.
Bottom.
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 Oh, God.
I want to go
girl.
I hate this place.
Girl. Girl.
No.
Girl.
Girl. It's time, guys.
All right.
It's really time.